This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, less than 50 days before new START treaty expires. Contact your congressional members to stop a new U.S.-Russia arms race. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or the new START agreement, is set to expire on Thursday, February 5, 2026, in less than 50 days. The new START agreement is the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between the United States and the Russian Federation. It was signed in 2010. It limits the number of strategic long-term nuclear warheads and launchers that the United States and Russia can deploy. And without any new START agreement, there would be no limits on United States and Russian nuclear weapons stockpiles. In September, President Putin offered a one-year extension. President Trump, unfortunately, has not responded in an official manner. This is where you come in. The treaty must be extended for at least 1 year. Engage your social media contacts. Make calls and texts to friends, family, and talk shows. Pray. Write letters to the editor. Contact your congressional members and urge them to do everything they can to extend the new START agreement. Indeed, we are in dark times. Under the existing treaty, Russia and the United States have roughly 10,000 nuclear weapons, or 87% of the global inventory. According to the Federation of American Scientists, China possesses about 600 warheads. The treaty sets caps on the numbers of strategic nuclear warheads, land and submarine-based missiles, and delivery vehicles that the United States and Russia may deploy in the event of nuclear war. In doing so, the treaty increases and strengthens verification measures, transparency, encourages increased communication, and reduces the risk of miscalculation. This week, Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, Tri-Valley Cares, Friends Committee on National Legislation, Arms Control Association, and numerous partner groups across the country are mobilizing to urge members of Congress to act now to ensure that the limits on nuclear weapons in the new START agreement do not expire. Make your calls today. Reports from congressional offices tell us that when they receive a sustained number of phone calls in a short time, it helps to raise issues on legislators' priority lists. Always mention that you are a constituent of the legislator you are calling and remind them that diplomacy is far superior to a dangerous new arms race and should be vigorously pursued. A successor to the new START agreement can and should serve as a stepping stone to further reductions in the nuclear weapons stockpiles of both countries and hold open the door to future negotiations. Peace is possible. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.